Anyone else on the call?
No, nope. Not yet. Oh. We have apologies from Leslie and Eduardo.
Yes.
No, we expect Marguerite and Danielle, at least. I got them. And Katrina?
Yes.
Would you have some time tomorrow morning, your time, to run through the agenda for the BA meeting?
Yes, sure. Yeah.
So by then, say the reason for doing it tomorrow morning, not just after this one, say after this one is finished, we're going to have another call with the CCNSO appointed members on the CWG transition. I want to fill in the details around the presentations, etc.
Okay.
So we can, and who is going to present, who they suggest should present.
So should we set aside some time slot?
That's up to you. What is the most easiest for you? Let me check what time is the CWG call tomorrow. Accountability is early, but I will not attend that one. I'm fine until 7 p.m. tomorrow.
No, but wait. This accountability call is tomorrow?
Yeah.
What time?
Yeah, but that's the CCWG accountability, and I do not really attend that one. Maybe tomorrow is interesting.
Okay, so you're not attending it.
No.
We don't have to hold our discussion before.
No, but I do need to attend the CWG IANA, and that's at 7:05 p.m. UTC. So I can do up till... Yeah, whenever you want, effectively.
Yeah, well, it's fine. We can do it, let's say... what time do you get up?
Depends.
Depends. Okay. Aren't you jet-lagged?
No, not at all. It was such a short trip.
Okay. Well, 10 my time would be fine, so it's 9
a.m.? Fine. Gabby?
Fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay. I just you know, I have to take blood tests tomorrow morning around 8, and you never know how big the queue is, so I should be fine by 9, I should be back, but sometimes, you know, because it delays, there might be delays, so...
Let's make it 9:30. Would that work?
Yeah, for me, fine for me. If that's okay with you, Katrina?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but then I should definitely be back. I mean, I should be back for 9 as well, but you never know.
Yeah, but
will you be able to speak? You'll be probably losing 3 liters of your precious
I'm not
blood.
Going to donate any blood. I'm just going to take blood tests.
Yeah, but they take, you know, like, their life depends on it. Tubes.
They've been doing it regularly this spring because they found some weird things, but so I'm fine. But I've survived it every time. So.
How promising.
Yeah.
Okay, so while we're waiting, and I'm not sure that... maybe Margarita will join us later.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about Daniel, if he's not here. Okay, so can we go through the guideline work plan?
Yeah.
So with your comments. Well, first of all, you did not address any of my comments. You just went through the text and...
I thought I did. By doing so is I thought I did. But
no, you did. Well, okay. Let's just go through. First, the title: Guideline to Maintain and Update CCNSO Work Plan.
Yeah,
that's a good title. Because this maintenance, we don't have anything about maintenance.
We do. So the whole mechanism. It's a whole mechanism to add new items, etc. That's maintenance and maintain.
Yes, but we don't mention maintenance in the text. We mention review or something. You think it's okay to leave the title like that?
Yeah, or you change it to review. I'm not so concerned. I'm not very good at titles.
Yes,
why do you think it's called this way?
I don't know. Okay, that was just a proposal. So another one was... So my proposal was to add initially adopted by blah, 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 then reviews. So basically, Bart, you agreed that we could maintain the review history in somewhere. Okay. So then we have...
And I think it should be standard in all. That's what we said we would do, say retain history. Oh, say not just say the history of say the work plans, that's one, but we need to start include say something like a document trail in all the stuff we produce.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, then we have agreement about introduction and guideline. So you added a nice piece there. Then a purpose of the guideline again. Then something I propose to call levels of the work plan. Not sure that's a good word, levels of the work plan. Okay, I agree to your proposal to change details to monthly. I think it makes things much clearer.
Yeah, especially, let me explain, especially if you look in the context from... Say because you've got the yearly and a monthly.
I agree. It just the thing is that in the current version there is there is a yearly work plan and there suddenly there's a detailed work plan and so I try to define them and explain which is which and well I agree with you that monthly is it sounds much better than.
Detailed.
Then we have and then work items. So we change activities to work items. I completely agree. It's fine with me. Then I proposed. I had a comment here. That I think that I'm still talking about X activities and now currently work items. So I proposed to. Revise the list by grouping those activities because, for example, now we have CCC, for example, the first one, CC-NSO coordination and then administrative activities. Is there any difference between administrative activities and CC-NSO coordination? What's coordination? Recurring activities, maybe we can find some other recurring activities as well. My proposal was to have something like coordination activities, recurring activities, administrative activities, and policy-related activities, or something like that. Well, just to, because I'm not sure I understand.
I think at the end of the day, maybe it's. Related to the roles and responsibilities and what should be included, and I think it's more work items of council, work items of working groups and purpose statements, etc. The way we organize, I think this is, if you think about it, this is too detailed.
I agree with you. So maybe we just
review it again. Put it in huge brackets and let's have a conversation about it. What is the most effective and efficient way of dealing with it and the most understandable? Because this doesn't make sense anymore.
Can I just say, I think Margarita has joined the call. Margarita?
Oh.
Margarita, did you join the call?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Hi, Margarita.
Hello, Margarita.
How are you?
We're fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Driving?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, just be careful. Okay.
No problem.
we have started discussion on the guideline I reviewed. I tried to review it, add something, restructure, and then I sent it to Bart, and Bart sent it back to me with his comments. This guideline has not been sent to the list yet. It's still in the process of discussion. So currently, the proposal is to change activities to work items, and now we're talking about these work items. Oh, because for example, if you look at 4 and 5, this policy development and policy related activities. I think they sound very much like the same to me.
Yes and no. Policy related would be something like the FOI. Policy development is something like a PDP.
Okay, but we have something like...
And I think, Christina or Katrina, as I said... Yeah, I know.
That's fine, Benny. No problem.
As I said, let's review this, because I think if you really think about it, it's getting too complicated.
Yes, okay. Let's add to your to-do list, review work items.
Yeah.
Then 4.2, where I had actions, and then your comment is really, can't find the right word to describe my feelings. Why do you want it? I don't know. It was in the original guideline.
You can strike them.
Oh, I can, but on the other hand, it seems quite reasonable to have... what we have for each work item, we can choose one of the actions. No, I agree that this is perhaps it's not necessary, but we certainly can strike it out.
Yeah,
that is.
And I think we need to. I think if you look at it, if you think about it, the way the yearly work plan has now been defined and the monthly work plan is, it is more important to add something like, the items, the type of items will include, and something like, for example, for in the yearly work plan, something like milestones. And what we and a short description what is meant by it, so people do understand what is meant by it. And I think, if you think of it as a huge project plan, that makes more sense using that type of terminology.
Okay, agree.
Because at the end of the day, it's a kind of you can also call it a portfolio, the CCNSO. Work portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Now that sounds reasonable to me. Any other comments? Gabi? Margarita?
No.
Okay. The next one was we agree to skip actions. No actions. Next one is adoption, review, and update of the work plan. And you propose to strike out everything regarding adoption.
Because it's included anyway.
The way I see this, again, that's about the process.
Yeah.
If we view the work plan as a never-ending process, then we have just a work plan, and then we detail it every month, okay? The way it is defined in the current guidelines, when I read the current guidelines, I see that in the beginning of each year, we develop this yearly work plan, And this yearly work plan has to be adopted. Well, we need to publish it or whatever to gather input from the CCTLD community, from working group chairs, and so on and so on. And then we adopt it. And then we published it on the website, and then we keep working with the monthly work plan. That's how I gather it from the current guidelines. If we skip this adoption part, this means that we do not prepare yearly work plan every December.
Katrina.
Yep.
I think there is redundancy in 5.1 and 5.2. And because if you look at the, say, 5.2 is the yearly work plan will be reviewed by, so annually, so every year at its workshop.
Okay. Yes, no, that's fine. Okay, that's a review.
And then And then there is bloody, bloody, blah. The yearly work plan becomes effective. The draft.
Oh, that's fine. Fine.
You see what I?
Still, yes, I understand what you mean. I understand what you mean. I agree with you. But what we miss at this particular moment, how this yearly work plan is developed? Because if we can merge 5.1 and 5.2, and then we still have secretariat develops a proposal for the next year's blah blah.
Yeah, that's the second paragraph of the new 5.2, because that was already in there. The secretariat will be prepared draft yearly work plan for review.
Okay, I agree with you, but it still has to be before we review it.
Yeah, or you say as part of that review process.
I think this was the part where I got completely confused. Oh, no, I got completely confused a bit later. But, yes, well, here I think we should start by saying that Secretariat prepares. And the thing I do not understand is how we gather all the feedback from... especially because at this particular moment, the current guideline, it says that we gather input from the CCTLD community. Not CCNSO community, CCTLD community. And that's why I do not understand how it happens.
In principle, by saying you put it on, say, the email list, and then you can strike it. So... Katrina, may I make a proposal? Is that we review, say, because Margarita hasn't seen this one, that you and I talk it through, say, offline, and that we now turn to Margarita's, say, what she suggested.
Yes, we can do that. So, Margarita, thank you very much for sending your review.
Yeah.
So basically, you don't see many problems with the guidelines. Am I correct?
No, I had two observations. One is that in the paragraph of background, the description is very simple, which is not bad. But when described the way of voting. It looks like very exotic inside this paragraph, and probably I would like to have it in the fourth paragraph, which is the paragraph that is aborting the issue of elections and not election voting,
mm-hmm.
with other issues and. And something that was interesting that I wasn't realized that we have a different kind of subjects in terms of what's the role of the liaisons and what's the role of the observers.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting because I wasn't realized that we have observers, and I would like to know to realize who are the observers currently. And it's interesting because we are very comfortable with the people that is normally participating in the CCNSO Council meetings, but we are not aware what's the role or that these people that is normally playing with us. So that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I also read the guideline, and there were some things that seemed not quite clear to me. For example, a meeting attended by a majority of the council members who are eligible to vote constitutes a quorum for the meeting. But I think we also take into account regional representation, don't we?
Well,
the problem is because we don't have the whole view. I don't know if these kind of things about voting members, for example, is in another chapter or in another document.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have too much the real things that we normally do, and the document is not so far away, one from each other.
Mm-hmm.
But things like, for example, that you are saying in terms of the how we can build the quorum, for example, I don't know if I think probably these kind of things are in another document, another guideline or something like that.
We better include it. Is just to,
yes.
You have something around the council meetings in one document.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's better to have everything in one document than try to find it in loads of other documents.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, we don't item in the same direction. For example, voting members are who? For example. What happened with our councils from the NOMCOM? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that is in another document.
No.
I'm not so sure. Is there another document?
No. It's maybe Margarita.
Yep.
If you could review it again, what you think is lacking from that perspective.
Sorry?
If you could review it again, say,
yep.
First of all, you've reviewed it now with, say, to understand what is unclear in the text itself. But if you could review it also from a perspective, what would you like to see in the document? Something like the quorum rule, say, NOMCOM, etc.
I got it. Probably these kind of things that we are talking about now, about
yeah.
voting members, who are the voting members, who are not voting members, or in terms of they can have a voice but not vote, and these mechanisms for voting, because we have the presence vote and we have electronic vote by email, for example. What else? Well, the quorum is not there, and the rest is quite similar, yeah, to that the current practice. So probably could be more lighter if these issues are inside this document. Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, yes, but there are things that are defined in the bylaws.
Yeah.
For example,
yes.
Observers and liaisons and...
I was checking that and... And it's clear and it's easy to find it, so that is not a problem.
No,
but
it's still... I think it must be mentioned that something is in the bylaws, according to the bylaws.
Yes.
Just be easier to read.
Yes, the document is very simple. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Margarita, please have another look and write down all the things that you feel that are missing in the document.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Where
no
you'd
problem.
Like to have something more clearly described. Another thing that I've noticed in many guidelines, I think we should stop using footnotes. Footnotes, and because well, not to put any valuable information into footnotes, because it's really strange to see this guideline approved in June 2008, and this is still draft version 0.3.
Okay.
It's just a general observation for all the guidelines, because it's really, well, personally, I do understand that people just forget to delete draft information from the footer. It's much easier to have everything, just as we discussed in this general template for a guideline, and to have all the information in on the top of the guideline, when it was first approved, when it is reviewed, and so on and so on. Bart, what do you think?
Yeah, no problem.
Just I think it can get really confusing to read all the... It's still draft version. Okay. So we also have a guideline from... Daniel, but I think we better wait for him to be on the call, because otherwise we just can't. Maybe we would need some comments from him better than to. Okay, so now next thing we have. Okay, so I think we had this update on proposed changes to guidelines and preparation for a face-to-face meeting in Buenos Aires. So, Margarita, I really hope that you will be in Buenos Aires. It's not so far from you. So,
why?
you are coming, right?
Yes.
good. We have a meeting on a meeting slot on Monday. Monday. Wait a minute. I'll tell you exact time. Okay. It's 9:30 my time, which is.
It's 3:30 local time.
3:30 local time. Yes.
I've asked. Christina.
Okay, so
not
we have
you,
it.
Christina.
Yes, this time it's Christina. Yes.
It was correct use of Christina.
Yes, unfortunately Leslie will not be there, but I hope she will be able to join us. Christina actually answered to her request. Okay, there will not be a Adobe room, there will be possibility to dial in, if I'm not mistaken. What should we discuss there? Any proposals?
My suggestion is continue with this. Have a look at the updated version of Margarita and Danielle's,
mm-hmm.
and Danielle's version. And then have a look at the two, the guideline you're revising on the work plan, etc.,
mm-hmm.
and the one from on working groups.
Mm-hmm.
Because by that time, Leslie and I will have some basic language ready as well.
Okay, very good. Okay, sounds very good. And okay, so we will have a projector there, right?
Yeah, I assume we will.
Okay, good. Well, then we can just show it on the screen, and we all.
Yeah, we will have this Adobe room anyway.
Will we?
Possibly. Yeah.
Okay, good. Very good, and so okay, we will need this. Margarita, I hope you will have your a little update by then, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, very good. So, regarding the presentation, I was thinking we could start by, you know, explaining what we are, what we do, what is the purpose, well, the scope of the working group, and then we start with the first things we agreed upon. That was a priority of the guidelines, how we're going to review them, and then I think we just show our proposal for the general structure of the guideline template, and guideline review template. And we just briefly explain what how far we are at the moment.
Katrina?
Yes?
Maybe a suggestion already, and we could put this on the agenda for the council, is that the to clean it up is to end or delete or terminate or close the guideline on the interaction between the SSA strategic and operational plan, because that one is completely obsolete.
Okay.
With the SOP.
Yes, we can do that.
It will already streamline a little bit,
okay.
And it shows the direction of travel of the of the review committee.
Okay. Yes, we can do that. So, will you include it in the proposal, or well, in the agenda, or there's a need for some official email from our group?
I'll include it in the draft agenda, and then
okay.
Say, and then you can explain as chair and as liaison of
okay.
This group at the council meeting what it needs to happen and why it needs to happen.
Okay.
And probably say depending on how we fare with the CWG stuff, we do have time or we won't.
Oh, yeah, with CW, it's of course a problem. Yeah, I think we might not have enough time to discuss anything else.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. At least say. Once it's on the agenda, we'll stay on the agenda, if not at this meeting, at the next meeting.
Yeah, that's true, yes. And then there's another issue I wanted to discuss with you guys. So we have one member who has never shown up on the call and never responded, Nelson Juarez. Yeah, I know I should write to him, and I think I will do that, but since he's not hasn't joined us for more than 3 calls now, I would propose that we just, well, do not...
Katrina?
Him. Yep.
Katrina, as a
yep.
First step, probably it's easiest, assuming... Margaret, maybe you know whether he will be, say, he's from Nicaragua,
yeah.
Whether he will be attending the BA meeting. And say, and maybe, Katrina, if you can send him a note, say, hope if he's there, invite him to the face-to-face,
mm-hmm.
And whether there are any issues because he's making him aware of its impacting the progress of the group.
Well, it certainly does impact, yeah. I'll do that. So far, so good. I think I don't have any more issues on my agenda. Anything from you guys?
Not from my part.
Not from your part. You're driving already.
Yeah.
Oh, you are driving. Jesus.
Yep.
Woman, be careful. Be careful.
Yes.
But it's hands-free, I assume.
Okay, so if there's no other business, then I'd like to thank you for joining the call. And, Bart, when can we discuss the guidelines, all the comments? Should we do it, let's say, over Skype, or let's do it face-to-face?
I think over Skype is easiest, isn't
yeah.
it?
Okay. No, it's certainly faster, so we can...
Yeah, move forward
can,
on that
yeah,
one.
Exactly, move forward and have at least some something to show at the meeting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll agree about it later. Thank you very much for joining, and have a nice the rest of the day. And see you all in Buenos Aires.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.